KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies. It's 31 degrees. We do look for it to be continued partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of sprinkles and a high of 42. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. An October survey of business supply managers suggests a bump occurred in economic growth for 9 Midwestern and Plains states. According to the report released this morning, the Mid-America Business Condition Index rebounded to 52.6 compared with 49.1 in September. The August figure was 49.3. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss, who oversees the survey, said for 2019, the Mid-American economy has been expanding at a pace that well below that of the rest of the nation. Goss said the trade war and global economic slowdown have cut regional growth to about one-half of that of the U.S. October's survey results indicate the regional growth is likely to bottom at positive but slow rates in the fourth quarter of this year, according to Goss. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests growth. A score below that suggests economic decline. The regional trade numbers remained weak last month, with both export orders and imports falling at a slower pace. The index for new export orders rose to 44.7 from September's 36.2, while the import index rose to 48.2 from 42.4. The wholesale inflation gauge for the month rose to 57.0, up from 55.3 in August. Goss says nearly 60% of supply managers reported that tariffs had increased the prices of supplies and inputs purchased by their companies. He added, however, that tariffs have to date have had little impact on our wholesale inflation gauge. Looking ahead 6 months, the October Business Confidence Index slipped to 47.3 from September's 47.7 reading. Goss said he expects business confidence to depend heavily on trade talks with China and the passage of the nation's trade agreement with Canada and Mexico. In local news, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce's annual Scrooge Contest, sponsored by Hockenberry Family Care and the Atlantic News Telegraph, is underway now through the November 29th. Eleanor Hoover organized the contest beginning in 2002, just 1 year after the inaugural lighted parade. After her passing, her daughters stepped in to keep it a family tradition. Scrooge contestants raise money and collect non-perishable food items for the Atlantic Food Pantry. The 2019 candidates include Lieutenant Devin Hogue with the Atlantic Police Department, April Zarbano with Fireside Lounge, Mike Meggers with White Knuckle Driving School, and Team Hoover consisting of Lori Christensen, Jackie Sampson, and Billy Hoover. Chamber Director Bailey Smith says the candidates can choose any method that they want in collecting their points, and in the past they've hosted soup suppers and put pictures on boxes in local businesses to collect food donations. Contestants are responsible for collecting and submitting their points to the chamber by noon on November 29th. Cash donations are worth 1 point on the dollar, and two non-perishable items earn the contestants 1 point. Donations to a contestant may be made by delivering food or funds to their drop-off locations. For more information on that, you can call the chamber at 243-3017. A contestant with the most points will be named Scrooge, and all the proceeds will again benefit the Atlantic Food Pantry. The winner of the Scrooge contest serves as the Grand Marshal in the Lighted Parade, which takes place 6 p.m. December 7th in downtown Atlantic. Don't forget to pick up your Christmas brochure from area retail businesses. Like the Chamber on Facebook or follow on Twitter to find dates and details to celebrate Christmas in Atlantic. You can also find them at www.christmasinatlantic.com. The Red Oak Police Department and Red Oak Volunteer Firefighters Association, with the support and assistance from the Department of Public Safety agencies and local businesses in Montgomery County, are once again serving as the distribution point for the Marine Corps' Toys for Tots programs for Montgomery County. Red Oak Police Chief Justin Ramey reports the goal of the program is to see that every child who is registered in Montgomery County is able to have at least one new toy for Christmas this year. Registration is currently open from now through December the 6th. The parent or guardian of a child are the only persons allowed to sign up a child, and there is some information that needs to be brought with that person when they come to register. The best information is a child's birth certificate, as well as their parents' names and a telephone number of the person registering the child. December 2nd is the main sign-up day at the Red Oak Fire Station, and that's from 10 until 2 p.m., weather permitting. If the weather threatens or there is unforeseen circumstances, you can check with Chief Ramey or Brad Baker with the Red Oak Fire Department at 712-623-6500. Other drop-off sites include for new and unwrapped toys, the Red Oak Fairway Store, Montgomery County YMCA, and Red Oak Police Department. There are three age groups with a maximum age of 14. The ages are 0 to 3 with non-specific toys, non-gender specific, that is, and ages 4 to 8 and ages 9 to 14, both male and female appropriate toys. A toy drop-off is tentatively set for December 6th from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Fairway Store parking lot in Red Oak, where Santa will be present along with Dave Gamble's lighted fire truck. The projected toy delivery date for those persons in Montgomery County will be December 23rd. You can also make cash donations to the Iowa chapter of Toys for Tots by clicking on the link in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com, and then just choose the destination or county, if you will, for your donation. A Northwest Iowa man has been accused of lying to investors who authorities say lost more than $550,000 as a result. Federal court records say Lon Fredrickson is charged with one count of wire fraud. The records say he's scheduled to enter a guilty plea November 25th at U.S. District Court in Sioux City. Court documents say the Alton resident pretended to be a professional crude oil futures trader from June 2014 through March of 2018. The documents say Fredrickson used several aliases and email addresses so he could conceal his identity from investors. Prosecutors say the man fraudulently boasted in online advertising that he had 30 years of trading experience and had previously worked on Wall Street and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Elsewhere in state news, the Easton Valley School District, with schools in Preston and Miles, canceled classes for today after a threat on social media last night. Dave Vickers has this report.
The Jackson County Sheriff's Department reported the school district contacted them late Thursday night about a threat posted on social media by an Easton Valley student. They were able to identify the student through their Snapchat information and other input from concerned citizens. Officers went to the student's home and took that student into custody along with other evidence. The suspect was taken to the Jackson County Regional Health Center. In Clinton County, I'm Dave Vickers.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds on Thursday signed a proclamation temporarily suspending certain regulatory provisions pertaining to hours of service for the delivery of propane. Early winter weather conditions, late harvest, and high demand for petroleum products throughout the Midwest have resulted in a low supply of propane. The proclamation temporarily suspends provisions of an Iowa code that pertains to the hours of service for crews and drivers to deliver propane. The proclamation is in effect from today through midnight, November 30th. A panel of lawmakers met yesterday to review dozens of state tax credits that are available. Republican Representative Pat Grassley of New Hartford, a member of the committee, is also Speaker-elect of the Iowa House. He said some credits are decades old, and it's hard to know how they will impact the budget from year to year.
We want to show that we're trying to make sure that we are modernizing these tax credits, that we're getting value in our tax credits. I think that's something that we need to be looking at.
But Grassley cautions that any changes to tax credits will be hard to pass because he expects strong opposition from interest groups. The state of Iowa paid out more than $200 million in tax credits during the last state fiscal year. Some of the largest awards go to large companies through tax credits for research, employment, and training programs. Representative Chris Hall, a Democrat from Sioux City, says that cuts into the revenue that could go toward education or health care.
We need to give serious attention to it, and we can't just say an introduction to the topic is good enough.
It's unclear how the committee will move forward from here. The Republican co-chairs of the group would not comment, or rather commit, to another meeting before the 2020 legislative session that starts in January. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.